आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। बोथ हाउसेस ऑफ पार्लियामेंट टू एडजर्न टुडे फॉर अ ब्रेक इन द ऑनगोइंग बजट सेशन टू रीअसेंबल ऑन द 9th ऑफ नेक्स्ट मंथ। आरबीआई रिवाइजेस ड्राफ्ट नॉर्म्स फॉर किसान क्रेडिट कार्ड फॉर ब्रॉडर लोन सपोर्ट टू फार्मर्स। World Radio Day been observed across the globe today. Tariq Rehman's Bangladesh Nationalist Party claims sweeping majority in parliamentary elections. Official results yet to come. Month-long sports festival Delhi Khel Mahakumbh commences in the national capital today. And in Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India registers their biggest ever victory by runs, crushing Namibia by 93 runs in New Delhi. Both Houses of Parliament will adjourn for a recess in the ongoing budget session to reassemble on the 9th of next month. The budget session has been held in two phases. The first phase began on the 28th of January with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to the joint sitting of both Houses. The second phase will be held till the 2nd of April. In the Parliament today, the report of the Standing Committee on Transport, Tourism and Culture and Holistic Development of India's Tourism Sector will be presented in both the Houses. Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha also scheduled to take up private members' legislative business in which several members will move different bills. Yesterday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman replied to a discussion on the Union Budget in the Rajya Sabha. She said government is focused on building a resilient and self-reliant India by boosting economic growth and ensuring inclusive development. Citing estimates from the National Statistics Office, the Finance Minister said India's GDP is projected to grow at 7.4% in 2025-26.
The National Statistical Office gave the first advanced estimate. The real GDP growth is projected at 7.4% for the year 25-26, with a nominal growth rate at around 8%, while CPI inflation has softened to nearly 2%. So this is that combination that I'm talking about of a strong growth. Price stability is really uncommon globally and reflects the strength of India's economic fundamentals.
On the other hand, in the Lok Sabha, noisy scenes between the Treasury bench and the opposition bench members were witnessed, following which the House was adjourned for the day. Amid din, the House took up the matters of urgent public importance after passing the Industrial Relations Code Amendment Bill 2026. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has launched a sharp attack on leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, saying that Mr. Gandhi has little concern for the country's farmers. In a social media post, Mr. Chauhan said, Rahul Gandhi has never been comfortable with the empowerment of farmers and he has been seen repeatedly making anti-national statements. Mr. Chauhan emphasized that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has consistently prioritized farmers' welfare, stating that every major decision of the government has been taken keeping farmers' interests in mind. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has also accused Mr. Gandhi, saying he is attempting to mislead and provoke the farming community through fake narratives.
Rahul Gandhi ji is a habitual liar. He has no concern for Ma Bharat or the well-being of our farmers and youth. He is misleading our farmers with his fake narrative and trying to provoke our annadatas. Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji has always been empathetic towards our Kisan brothers and sisters. In the recent trade deal with the United States of America, the interests of farmers have been kept paramount and fully protected.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will unveil the name of the building complex Seva Tirth in New Delhi today. He will also inaugurate Seva Tirth and Kartavya Bhavan 1 and 2 and address a public program at Seva Tirth in the evening. The inauguration marks a transformative milestone in the country's administrative governance architecture. We have a report.
The inauguration reflects Prime Minister Modi's commitment to building a modern, efficient, accessible and citizen-centric governance ecosystem. Seva Tirth houses the Prime Minister's office, the National Security Council Secretariat, the Cabinet Secretariat, all of which were previously located across different locations. The new building complexes consolidate administrative functions within modern and future-ready facilities. Kartavya Bhavan 1 and 2 will accommodate several key ministries including Ministry of Finance, Ministry of Defence, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Ministry of of Education and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Both the complexes feature digitally integrated offices, structured public interface zones, and centralized reception facilities. These features will foster collaboration, efficiency, seamless governance, and improved citizen engagement. It also includes comprehensive safety and security framework, access control systems, surveillance networks, and advanced emergency response infrastructure, ensuring a secure and accessible environment for officials and visitors. With Bhanu Pratap Singh, Soumya Sharan, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Reserve Bank of India has issued revised draft norms for the Kisan Credit Card Scheme, proposing inclusion of expenses on agri-tech initiatives such as soil testing, weather forecasting and organic certification within eligible farm loan components. The draft allows waiver of collateral and margin requirements for agricultural and allied loans up to 2 lakh rupees per borrower. The RBI has standardized crop tenures at 12 months for short-duration crops and 18 months for long-duration crops, and extended KCC validity to 6 years. Feedback on the draft can be submitted by March 6, 2026. The Defence Acquisition Council DSE cleared proposals worth nearly 3,60,000 crore rupees to enhance the capability of the armed forces. The Defence Ministry has informed that acceptance of necessity was accorded for the procurement of multi-role fighter aircraft, MRFA, Rafael and other military hardware, including combat missiles and airship-based high-altitude pseudo-satellite for the Indian Air Force. The Ministry said the majority of MRFA to be procured will be manufactured in India. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsandair.gov.in and download news on AIR app. World Radio Day has been observed today. The day is observed on 13th of February every year to commemorate the establishment of United Nations Radio in 1946. The theme this year is Radio and Artificial Intelligence. AI is a tool, not a voice. The theme Radio and Artificial Intelligence, AI is a tool and not a voice underscores the growing role of artificial intelligence in the broadcasting ecosystem. In his message on World Radio Day, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, has said radio plays a crucial role in disseminating information to the common people. He also recounted listening to the radio while growing up. We have more from a correspondent.
Akashvani has been serving the nation since its inception with the motto Bahujan Hitai Bahujan Sukhai. Established in 1936 and brought under public ownership after independence, Akashvani has grown into one of the largest broadcasting organizations in the world in terms of the number of languages broadcast and the diversity of audiences served. Private FM radio complements public broadcasting by delivering local entertainment and information across urban and regional India. In his message on the occasion of World Radio Day, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, said radio plays a crucial role in disseminating information to the common people. He also recounted listening to the radio while growing up.
Radio plays a crucial role in the for the citizens. Radio is taking news to the cultural programs to the common public. So the entire country, the radio covered almost 70% of the coverage of the radios. The Akashvani played to a medium to connect to the citizen with the government. The radio has a special place. So we are all celebrating the Radio Day.
As Raipur gears up to host World Radio Day 2026, avid radio listeners from Narayanpur district of Bastar division of Chhattisgarh spoke to Akashvani about their fondness for radio as an informative medium that has led to the development in the region.
I listen to the radio whenever I do any work. Radio provide very good programs. If you listen to the radio, you get all the information.
Radio is intimate yet expansive, simple yet powerful. Radio is a trusted medium connecting distant geographies, diverse languages and countless lives through shared listening. Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
On World Radio Day today, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan extended his greetings to radio listeners and everyone who works to strengthen the broadcasting ecosystem. To mark World Radio Day 2026, Akashvani Raipur Chhattisgarh, in collaboration with UNESCO, is organizing a World Radio Day conclave today. On the occasion, a special program has been organized in Raipur, the capital of Chhattisgarh, under the joint aegis of Prasar Bharati and UNESCO. Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Vishnu Dev Sai will attend the function as the chief guest. DG Akashwani Rajiv Jain, UNESCO's Regional Advisor for Communication and Information Hajjaj Male, several public representatives, Padma Shri awardees and experts from various fields will also participate in the program. We have a report.
During the program being held in Raipur today, the next six musical renditions from Akashwani's special commemorative series titled Swadhinta Ka Jai Ghosh, Vande Mataram, Bharat Ki Sanskritik Dharohar, A Musical Journey will be digitally released. The series is being presented to mark 150 years of the national song Vande Mataram. An exhibition showcasing the evolution and development journey of radio will also be organized on the occasion. The program will feature audio-visual presentations, interactive sessions, and expert panel discussions. The objective is to make the radio medium technologically empowered, inclusive, and future-ready. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
The Bangladesh Nationalist Party, BNP, is heading for a decisive victory in the 13th national election, leading in 208 of the 299 parliamentary seats as of 7:30 a.m. according to unofficial tallies. We have more from a Dhaka correspondent.
BNP expressed confidence of securing a two-third majority, terming the outcome an overwhelming public mandate. Senior leaders including Tariq Rehman and Mirza Fakhrul have won their seats along with several other top BNP figures. Bangladesh Jamaat-e-Islami and its allies claim around 60 seats, while the National Citizen Party NCP said it secured 6. The Election Commission is yet to announce final results and has suspended outcomes in 3 constituencies due to pending court cases. While polls are largely peaceful, Jamaat and the NCP alleged irregularities in parts of Dhaka, claim denied by the Chief Election Commissioner. Alongside the parliamentary vote, counting is also underway for the referendum on the proposed July Charter reforms. The BNP has urged supporters to hold prayers instead of victory rallies pending official confirmation. Naval Singh Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
Khelo Delhi, Delhi Khelo Mahakumbh will start today, aimed at strengthening and promoting a vibrant sports culture in the national capital. Hosting a dialogue regarding the event with sports personalities and fitness coaches, Delhi Minister Ashish Sood said that the government will organize competitions in 7 major sports disciplines. These include football, basketball, volleyball, kabaddi. He added that the event will also help assess and enhance sports infrastructure across Delhi. In men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India defeated Namibia by 93 runs in a Group A clash in New Delhi last night, registering biggest ever victory by runs in T20 World Cup. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Abhishek. Bangladesh's first national election since the 2024 July uprising that ousted long-time Prime Minister is covered prominently by most of the dailies this morning. Khalida's BNP heads for big win in Bangladesh. Jamaat Lag leads the Times of India. RERA only helping builders, says Supreme Court, urging a rethink, reports in the Sun Times. In another story on traffic woes in Delhi, the paper says while the capital crawls, where are the traffic cops? Big defense purchase order by government is promptly covered in all the dailies. The Indian Express leads another 114 Rafale for IAF get approval. Hindustan Times in its editorial piece says, history lessons from Islamabad. The paper argues Pakistani Defense Minister Khwaja Asif is right about his country's record on terrorism, but will his government correct its course? A household name in 1980s, former DD newsreader Sarla Maheshwari, no more, reports the Times of India. Indians say no to sweet talk, says the Economic Times. The paper writes, carbonated, caffeinated or squeezed. More and more people prefer low or no sugar drinks. And finally, century after Brits set up Air Force, 3 IAF men to train pilots in UK, reports the Tribune. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Both Houses of Parliament to adjourn today for a break in ongoing budget session to reassemble on the 9th of next month. RBI revises draft norms for Kisan credit card for broader loan support to farmers. World Radio Day been observed across the globe today. Tariq Rehman's Bangladesh Nationalist Party claims sweeping majority in parliamentary elections. Official results yet to come. Month-long sports festival Delhi Khel Mahakumbh commences in the national capital today. And in men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India registers their biggest ever victory by runs crushing Namibia by 93 runs in New Delhi. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.